It takes different kinds of forms, and it can be very subtle from, it can be very physical and upfront and in your face. It can happen on the playground. It can happen in the home.
That's Coach Andy Lee. In the last 10 years, he's been to more than 30 villages in the Southeast and the Northwest Arctic to raise awareness about bullying and substance abuse. School started last Wednesday, and Lee spent the first 3 days of the school year teaching the students about teamwork, career building, and anti-bullying awareness. He uses basketball to teach these fundamentals.
Kids need to be resilient enough to resist bullies, and they have to be, people have to allow them to stand up and say no to it. And I think it's important to address it from both ends of the spectrum.
Hoonah High School is the 13th school he's visited in the past 15 weeks. Friday evening, he returned home to Sitka, where he's the basketball coach at the local high school.
Well, I think the key thing is that I come and go, but the issues remain. And so,
according to results from the 2013 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, ninth graders were most likely to report being bullied within the past year, regardless of ethnicity. Female students were more likely than male students to experience bullying.
Is it kind of like they're like we're testing you to see what you're like?
Yeah, and
two of the students at first wanted to talk about how one of them had been bullied, but after our conversation, she returned to ask that her experience not be shared for fear that someone might recognize her voice. Hoonah School Principal Lori Scholes thought the program was a good way to start off the year.
We have several new teachers here with us this year, and we wanted to do some community building and let the kids build some leadership skills.
This year, Hoonah's enrollment is high at 120 students. There are about 13 new students and 8 new teachers out of a staff of 13. Skoll says that in a school this small, bullying may take on the form of teasing, and if it's been normalized, students might be hesitant to speak up. Non Din is one of the new hires. She's the school's new counselor and art teacher and says she enjoyed the program.
I believe it was a powerful program to get the kids thinking about their future and thinking about why are they here at school and putting a sense of purpose in that.
Bob Barton, a seasoned parent teacher assistant for the special education department, agrees.
I think it was absolutely great. I liked the way he didn't pull any punches or try to sugarcoat anything, but tried to give the students an idea of the real world and what it's going to be like to try to reach whatever goals they set.
All of the students agreed that they enjoyed the program, but when asked about their experiences with bullying and how it was dealt with in the school,
do you find that the teachers here intervene a lot? Do they comment if they see bullying?
The students shook their heads no.
Do you think that is a problem here or something that you've encountered here at school?
None of the students answered that question. And Juno, I'm Lakita Chavis.